First up in the KPLU studios is a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. An originator of New Orleans funk and R&B, he's produced hits for Benny Spellman, Lee Dorsey, The Meters, Irma Thomas. His songs have been hits for the Rolling Stones, Herb Alpert, Glenn Campbell. His own recent albums, The River in Reverse with Elvis Costello, and The Bright Mississippi featuring classic New Orleans jazz have thrilled fans like me. Please welcome Alan Toussaint.
Thank you. Thank you.
It is a true honor to have you here, Alan. What would you like to play for us first?
Well, I'd like to play first the first recording that I ever did on my own. It was called Happy Times many, many years ago. Thank you very much.
Alan Toussaint live in the studios here at KPLU. We're going to hear a couple more tunes from Alan. Now, you are so closely associated with New Orleans. What do you think it is about that city that really made your music possible and really influenced you, not only the musicians, but just the city itself?
Aside from the food, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, it's really a wonderful place, and we've held on to the old-world charm, I must say, longer than many, many places. And also, where we're located down in that Louisiana boot, you might say, we have not kept up with the pace of America, I'm not glad or sorry to say, because it's a luxury for us to mosey on a little slower. We have not had to keep up with the linear skyscrapers and all. We have held on to old traditional things much longer, like when the hip musicians began to play box amps tall as a person, we were still holding on to little twin reverbs. When electric basses became popular, we were still holding on to the upright. So we've been... I might say an acoustic place much longer than other places. That's why I think the piano have lived so lavishly in New Orleans. We have ingredients like the Mardi Gras Indians, which are a very integral part of who we are, because their music is played for a different reason. And that vibe prevails all year round, whether it's Mardi Gras or not, even though their main focus is Mardi Gras and St. Joseph night. But that is very important to us. And Professor Longhair, I might add, if you speak of a person, he is our Bach. So those are some main ingredients, I must say.
And you're down in New Orleans now. You're back, I should say, in New Orleans. Can you give us an update on how the city is progressing?
The city is feeling wonderful, wonderful. Right now, as we speak, there are guys sitting out in front of St. Louis Cathedral, in front of Jackson Square, with a hat on the ground with a few dollars in it, and playing outside in the street, and in the streets. And many of the musicians are back. Architecturally and where residential, where people live, there's still a lot to do because it was a very big job and it just caught everyone off guard. And that big job, I mean the aftermath of Katrina. But I might say we're moseying on at our pace anyway. We've always been a little slow. So we're doing this as slowly as we've ever done anything, but surely. And the future looks wonderful, better than ever before, because we're flexing some muscles that we didn't know we had. And that's always a pleasant surprise.
Alan Toussaint, live in the studio, what would you like to play for us next?
Well, I'd like to play. I've written most of the songs that I've written for other people to perform. And I know why, because every now and then I write for myself. And based on the records I sell, it's better that I write for others. But this is a song that I wrote for myself, and it was later performed by Bob Skaggs, who did a marvelous job and had a big hit. And then Bonnie Raitt recorded it, and of course, every man, woman, and child, and dog on the planet loved Bonnie Raitt.
Mm-hmm.
But this is called What Do You Want the Girl to Do? So you think the woman's crazy, 'cause she eats up your lies like it's good to eat up your lies like apple pies. She don't even cry. But she's not a fool. She's only trying to do what her heart says to love you. And as you take to the wind again, she breaks. And as she breaks down within, 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 she waits for you patiently, hoping that someday you'll see that all she really wants to be is yours and yours alone eternally. What do you want the girl to do? Don't you see her breaking the child in two? What do you want the girl to do? When all she really wants is you. She knows what you are. Still, she'll be your queen if you let her, if you say the word today and build your world around her. Now and then you promise all the way out things you're going to get her. Say, but she knows better. And as she watch you come and go for your show, as she watch your promises zero, she waits for you patiently, hoping that someday you'll see that all she really wants to be is yours and yours alone eternally. What do you want the girl to do? Don't you see you breaking the child in two? What do you want the girl to do? When all she really wants is you. What do you want the girl to do?
Alan Toussaint, I would love to ask you about the process of writing songs for you. Take that last song, for example. Do you start with words? Do you start with music? Do you start with thinking of the artist you want to sing it?
It comes all kinds of ways. All of the above, for one thing. That one in particular I wrote for myself. And I get the least inspiration from myself than from anyone in the world. But many songs, like all of the songs I wrote for Lee Darcy, I wrote them for his voice to sing. Mm-hmm. I would prepare myself and hear his voice, and I'd write a song that he should sing with his personality and all. Because Lee Darcy's son, his voice sounded like a smile, even when he talks. So I could write humorous songs for him, and he was just a wonderful artist. Irma Thomas, which is a voice I hear in my head all the time whenever I think Lady, I hear Irma first. the songs I wrote for her, like Rule of My Heart and It's Raining, was for her to sing. But many times I just write because it comes. And sometimes it comes and play a little song in your head, and you have to be sure, are you sure you're not something that I heard somewhere? Or is this that inspiration that the clouds opened? Mm-hmm. And in a case like Southern Nights, that's like writing a book, because Southern Nights is just a very true story of my childhood coming up in New Orleans. And it goes on forever and ever. And I remember when I was writing that, I had just done the album that was on, and I couldn't close it for some reason. I guess some people who write know that sometimes you write something and you don't want to take the responsibility of saying I'm finished, because then it'll be critiqued. Mm-hmm. But Van Dyke Parks came and say, "Alan, imagine you're going to die in 2 weeks. What would you like to say?" So I thought that was horrible of him to say such a thing.
Put you on the spot.
But when he left the office, that was the sheer inspiration. It seemed like a soft cloud. It really felt like a soft cloud came and hovered over me and hugged me and told me to tell that story. And it even came in a certain key. It came in the key of F sharp, which was too high for my voice. But I would have felt sacrilegious to even move it. And I'm only explaining that much because some things are inspired like that. And I sung it through a Leslie speaker, mm-hmm. to set it up into the trees and into the clouds. That's why you can hardly understand some of the words, but it had to be there, because that came as... Everything you heard was inspiration, and it was just me and an electric piano and a guy beating on an ashtray with a stick, with a pencil, in fact. And that's the way that came. Other times, when an artist, I'm about to record an artist, I talk with them and listen to them, and I hear who they feel that they are, mm-hmm. and I try and write something that I can bring out the highlights. When I hear their voice, and they might pass a phrase without noticing it, but when they got to a certain note in it, I like that moment, and I write something that I can show that off. Mm-hmm. So that's another way it comes. All of the above, whatever you would have said.
Alan Toussaint is with us live in the studio, so I'm sad to say we only have time for one more song. What would you like to finish with?
Well, I guess it's a New Orleans thing.
All right.
Anywhere I am, there's a bit of Tipitina. Anywhere I am, there's a bit of Tipitina. Anyone from New Orleans knows exactly what I mean. Anywhere I go, something goes along with me. Anywhere I go, something goes along with me. It's the charm of the city, hey, 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 the Crescent City in me. It's a New Orleans thing. It's a New Orleans thing. It doesn't leave you just because you leave town. No, no. We got our own kind of thing. It's a New Orleans thing. It's a New Orleans thing. It's a New Orleans thing. It doesn't leave you just because you up and leave town. No, no. We got our own kind of swing. It's a New Orleans thing. inspired by Professor Longhair.
All right, all right. Woo. Alan Toussaint live in the studios.